Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ruth King, one of my favorite people on the planet, one of the top profitability experts in the galaxy, author of The Ugly Truth About Cash, also The Courage to Be Profitable. What's the new one, Ruth? There's a new ebook, isn't there?
No, it's actually a book. Profit or Wealth is the latest book.
Profit or Wealth. Okay, that's the new one. All right. I can't keep up. There's so many folks. It's even though I launched all of them on the show here. Hey, Ruth, we're talking about profitability. We're talking about growth. We're talking about knowing whether your operation is structured from the top line to the bottom line for growth. How to know if you're fooling yourself. How to know if you're in trouble. The truth is, Ruth, and this is something that shocks people when I tell them this, and you and I've talked about this before, you can succeed yourself out of business. And if that is going to happen, let's say that a company succeeds itself out of business next December. It is possible to know that that was going to happen today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Run out of cash.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Happens all the time.
And I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you a story of one of my clients. And one of the things that I make my clients do, we do a budget for them every single year, and we break the budget into weekly numbers. So we know every week what department has to generate what revenue, all right? And I know it's priced right, so I don't have to worry about that piece of it. And so everything was going really, really well until about September of last year. And we were making budget and everything along those lines, and everything was going, you know, really, really well. And then September, the first week, they didn't make budget. And I don't worry about it for a week or so, because the next week you can double it and, you know, make it up. Next week, they don't make budget. Third week, they don't make budget. Now I'm starting to get worried, and I'm starting to really say, look, you know, you got to get back on track. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it. The bookkeeper's doing it. This went through the fall, and I'm watching cash flow go down and down and down. And I'm screaming as much as I can. And I get an email from the owner and says in December and said, we ran out of cash. How did this happen? I mean, he had to get hit between the eyes with a 2x4 to pay attention, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And I said, have you not listened to anything that any of us have been telling you? Well, no. Duh. It's easy to run out of cash if you don't pay attention.
Well, cash is, you know, Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized.
Yeah.
And it's not, and even the ones that are doing wonderfully could still run out of cash. And primarily because we don't have multiple funding options like corporate America does. And I mean, they could even declare bankruptcy and get a loan. We can't do that. So yep. You have to, because of that law, you cannot take your eye off of cash, can you?
No, and in Profit and Wealth, I talk about how to grow it. And one of the things, a really easy thing to do is take 1 or 2% of your revenues, and every time you get a check in the door, put 2% of it away. You can live on the other 98%, and that 2% doesn't seem like a lot. But every week, you put that 2% away, and that bank account grows and grows and grows and grows, and then you have to be diligent enough when it hits, you know, $100, $200, $1 million that you don't touch it. Because it is for your business, and there's too many people who get tempted.
The one thing that you hear small business owners, whether they're new to the game, whether they've been around a while, the one common gasp, the one common thing that makes them start shaking and their voice quivering, is when they talk about how much the cash burn took their breath away. How fast they went through cash. That was just, that was shocking. And If you could explain, if you could give that feeling to every person who was thinking about starting a business, there would be fewer startups, and the ones who stayed with it would be more likely to survive. What do you think?
Absolutely, and do your homework before. You know, it's funny because a lot of the people who think about going into small business, I make them read The Ugly Truth About Small Business because it's 50, you know, ways that things happen to you. And if you can't handle any of those 50 things, you think they'll never happen to you, baloney. It does, and if you can't handle them, don't start.
Well,
over the years, I've had people say it. Thank you, because I didn't realize what was going to happen.
And so, and a term I coined called the compounding effect, of those 50 things, folks, five of them could happen all at once. And and when it starts going bad, they all go bad. That's another part of that law.
Absolutely.
And the only way to survive is to have the cash, right? The only thing that solves that those problems and helps you stay alive is having the cash available to you.
And be profitable and price your products right so that you continually increase the cash.
That's how you get your cash, is you got to price it. This is the big problem. You can't manage cash you don't have, can you? If you don't price your product enough, and you don't bring in the cash on, above your gross profit, you can't manage it, right? It doesn't. It's a zero. It's a vapor.
Yep, absolutely. It's got to bring the cash in the door.
Yeah.
Receivables don't pay your bills. Cash does.
I need your website, Ruth.
RuthKing.info is the best one to get me at.
Ruth King.
It's just RuthKing.info.
.info. Hey, Ruth, when we come back, can we talk about what small businesses should expect going forward in the new regular expansion we're about to see, where cash is going to be coming out of our ears? I want you to talk about that a little bit after the break with our good friend Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.